South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here with us this morning to tell us more about how some local producers and distributors are continuing to adapt and work to provide food and services to South Carolinians during the COVID-19 restrictions. Commissioner, some of these guys are really stepping up to the plate. Tell us about some of them.
Well, you know they are, and they're having to adapt, especially those who depended upon food service, restaurants, schools, and other things have been so severely impacted. And I don't know that anyone's trying to do anything other than cover their cost of operations until it looks like we're beginning to get past this. But we got a host of programs coming out of USDA to help them sift through. But in the meanwhile, we do have some who really are, and let's talk about them a little bit.
Sen Brothers Produce is one of those. Tell us what they're doing.
Well, Sen Brothers is a great wholesaler there on the State Farmers Market in Columbia. I think third generation now. They've had a lot of school business, a lot of restaurant business, so what they've done is preparing $30 boxes of produce that you can come and pick up, or they have some places of delivery. But someone's texted me a picture of what they got, and it looked like quite a bit for $30. So real proud of them. They're also working with some other nonprofit organizations like FoodShare South Carolina to do similarly. So real pleased with that. And I bet you there are other wholesalers like them in probably Greenville, Florence, Charleston, doing similarly that I'm just not aware of. The other one that has really caught a lot of attention is some of our poultry processors, in this case, House of Rayford, selling directly to the public. And what we've done is set them up in farmers markets in Greenville and Columbia and Florence for folks to know that Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock is chicken time. And the only traffic jams reported in South Carolina in the last week, I think, have been connected with those chicken sales. And I had people emailing me and telling me their horror stories. So I ended up having my own direct chicken sale last week, and I picked up 11 boxes for family and friends. So
Wow.
I was a part of the network myself. And
that's a lot of chicken.
Quite an effort by them, again, to keep the flocks moving, you know, the poultry moving through our farmers who are growing it and the people who are working there. So all while doing those types of things, while we're trying to find the PPE that they want to keep their people safe while operating. Move over to Peanuts, had a really nice thing. I think they called it Peanut Proud. Three farmers up in the PD area donated peanut butter to the, I think, 9,000 jars to the Harvest Hope Food Bank that operates there in Florence at the farmer's market. So some good friends of mine, Dupree Atkinson, Neil Baxley, and Shane Willoughby did that. So you just really, everywhere you look, you see folks trying to make a difference. We've reminded folks through PSAs or through some other types of communication, now is the perfect time to really focus a little more on buying local, keeping those dollars here. As soon as the virus became so impactful, we put a website up to tell people where they could get those products. And I'll remind them again, it's agriculture.sc.gov/coronavirus/local, and that tells people where they can go and find product buying directly from the wholesalers, like we talked about, or directly from farmers. So just giving them some food buying options that are an alternative to just your grocery outlets. So it's a way to support South Carolina farmers at the same time.
Yeah, because we really are all in this together, aren't we?
Yeah, it is, and I would remind folks to look for the public service announcement that we prepared from some old footage of previous commercials to say just that. You know, this time it's farmers and consumers all together in the same boat, and real proud of everyone who's trying to adapt, knowing that some of our neighbors are suffering more than others, and it's just time to step up and help.
With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis, and that is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.